I've been here for about 8.5 years now, so I've had several chairmen of the committee here. Frank Lucas was really great when I first got here, and Mike Conaway from Texas was he was one of the lead formulators of the last farm bill as well. And we had many, many hearings, and then then the House changed, and Mr. Peterson, he was a good man to work with from Minnesota as well. But it got politicized, especially this last time around. You know, the speaker, I think they just didn't want to give an inch on certain things that needed to do to morph the farm bill in a direction it needs to go. And the interesting piece of the farm bill is that what is called the farm bill, 80% of it is not the farm. About 20% of it is actually the farm programs. 80% of it is, a big part of that is what's the SNAP program, or it used to be called the food stamp program. And you know, it has its merits, but we're always, as part of government, a big part of our job is oversight, making sure that we're, when a program is created, that we're looking back on it once in a while, too, to make sure the ship is going in the right direction. And so tweaks we've talked about on the food stamp program is making sure that people are should be eligible are the ones receiving the benefit, because if it's going to the people that shouldn't, then that hurts the ones that should. And overall, this is still a taxpayer thing. So just about everybody watching, I'm sure, is a taxpayer. And you have the right to ask us, how are the taxpayer dollars being spent? Because they're hard to keep as well. You know, I mean, IRS is relentless. You know, what's funny when I hear taxes around here called contributions. Contribution implies they're voluntary. And taxation is not voluntary. Somebody shows up with handcuffs or an auctioneer or something to take what you have if you're not paying in. So we have to be good stewards of that. We have to be respectful of people's hard work. You know, I have a farm myself, and we farm rice in Northern California. We have about 500,000 acres total grown in the state, less this year because the water's down. And so, you know, my kids are the fifth generation, and that's an important legacy for us, and I'm sure for all of your watchers and listeners that are in the ag field as well. And so we got to get back to what's real here. And there's a lot of missed reality, you know. We're seeing a lot of people get giddy over, we need to have carbon sequestration on farms. What does that mean? You know, does that mean everybody no-tills? I can't no-till on my rice business, you know, because you want the carbon to stay in the ground. Well, remember, carbon, what was the amount? 0.04% of the atmosphere, okay? There's a lot of hysteria. It's almost a religion around here. Half the speeches I hear on the floor and committee, and what are we going to do about climate change? Well, God does more about climate change than I think mankind ever could.